Better turn it off.
E B F N.
What? Oh.
Oh yeah, Buenos just put out chips. It's the Evidence-Based Fiction Network Radio. In a Gonsfield experiment, a receiver, me, is placed in a room relaxing in a comfortable chair with halved ping pong balls over the eyes. A red light shining on them. The receiver, me, wears a set of headphones through which noise is played. The receiver, me, remains in this state of sensory deprivation for half an hour. During this time, a sender, you, the listener, observes randomly chosen materials slash objects and tries to mentally send this information to the receiver, me. The receiver, me, will speak out loud during the 30 minutes, describing what I can see. By the way, I don't believe in ESP. I do believe in mind reading. I have now entered the Gonsfield Protocol. Senders, listeners, begin observing randomly chosen materials slash objects and begin mentally sending that information to me. Contact this station to confirm or reject my observations.
Senders, I'm receiving your percepts. Senders, I see a blank sheet of newspaper, possibly today's paper, possibly an older paper. Senders, I see black lines across the periphery. I see black lines center. I see black lines in the center. I see curved black lines, possibly branches, possibly markings of some sort, possibly blood vessels of a dark nature. Senders, I see right angles in the corner. Senders, I am seeing brown and orange and green squares, layers, possibly levels of a building, possibly levels of a game board. A game board or possibly rooms in a house. Brown, squares, orange, green, squares, senders. I am seeing light gray in the corner. Light models of gray. Possibly clouds, possibly patches of skin, possibly bandages, possibly eyes watching, possibly eyes watching us, possibly senders. I'm receiving your percepts. Senders. I am picturing flashes. I'm receiving flashes of very white light, very white, flashing in mottled form. Not electrical lights, possibly sunlight, possibly headlights. Possibly headlights. Headlights of cars. Senders, I'm receiving your percept. Headlights of cars. Senders, right, headlights of cars. I'm receiving your percept. Senders, I'm seeing tiny, tiny flashes. More yellowish than the white flashes. I'm seeing yellowish flashes, the shape of a small state, say Delaware or New Jersey, Vermont, New Hampshire, small flashes, yellowish with a black outline. These flashes are black outline. Senders, I am receiving your percept. Black outline flashes of yellow. Small patches. Senders, I'm receiving your percept. I see a crumpled paper, a newspaper, a crumpled up piece of newspaper, possibly deliberately crumpled, possibly crumpled by accident, possibly left there on purpose or crumpled for another purpose, possibly to wrap something, wrap a gift, a piece of meat, a piece of fish, possibly to wrap a sandwich in. Senders, I am seeing hats. I am seeing hats of various types, various colors, tightly fitting hats, loosely fitting hats, shifting on the horizon. Indentations. Senders, I'm seeing the square root symbol. Senders, it is shifting east to west. A large square root type of symbol, not likely an actual square root symbol, but resembling it. Senders, I am picturing a fence. I'm receiving a sense. Senders, I'm receiving your percepts. I am seeing a fence. A wire fence. Wire, thin wires stretching across a large. Senders, I'm receiving your percepts. I am receiving black tires in piles underneath something. They were stacked there, possibly for a reason, possibly the tires just simply discarded. Possibly stacked for a reason, possibly another person become a victim, possibly a collection site of some type. Senders, I am picturing a bulldozer tire, a billboard with white, flashing white. The white patches senders, I'm receiving teeth, white teeth on the billboard. There are large white teeth, a grinning woman above the tire, grinning, possibly an advertisement for mouthwash or toothpaste. Possibly an insurance advertisement. Large teeth. Very large white teeth. Senders. I am seeing black lines shaped like branches. They are stretching, reaching, almost as if they appear to be moving. They're not moving, but their shape gives the impression of movement. In between them are very light flashes of white or very light gray, almost like sticks falling. Possibly this is ground cover somewhere. Possibly this is a wooded area with branches. Senders, I'm receiving your percepts. Senders, I am picturing leaves on some of these branches, I'm picturing a wooded area. A wooded area centered. I am picturing clear glass. I am receiving the image of clear glass. Senders, this is not a television. This is clear glass in a small amount, possibly a drinking glass or a bottle of some sort, possibly a pie pan, a glass pie pan, thicker glass than in a window or in a car. Thicker glass. Senders, I'm receiving your percepts. Thicker glass than in cars. Clear. Clear but milky glass. This is glass that is clear but somewhat wavy, somewhat milky. Possibly a drinking glass. Possibly a bottle. The position of the bottle is lying on its side. It is a bottle. The bottle is lying on its side. It is empty. The bottle is empty. Lying on its side on the shoulder. The shoulder. Senders, I am picturing gravel. Senders, I am receiving your percepts. I am receiving images of gravel. Gravel, the bottle. The clear, milky, mottled bottle. On a roadside, on a shoulder, the shoulder of a road, the shoulder of a road. Senders, this is evening. Senders, I'm receiving your percepts. This is evening. I am receiving images of the evening. Late evening, driving and gravel to the side of the road, the gravel, the rocks, the small gravel. Senders, I'm receiving your percepts. I'm receiving a grassy patch. Broad daylight, grassy patch, small, 1 to 2 inches, not a lawn. A very small patch in between sidewalk bricks, possibly. In the entryway to a home, possibly. Possibly in a pot inside someone's home. There's senders. I am receiving your percepts of red clay. Red clay surrounding this small grassy patch in broad daylight, possibly in a city, possibly in a suburban setting. This is not a rural setting. This is a suburban or city type of setting. Senders, I am picturing a driveway. Senders, I am receiving your percepts. I am receiving an image of a driveway. A short driveway, very steep driveway. Senders, there is a hose to the side of that driveway. I'm seeing the hose. The hose is coiled. It is tightly coiled on a holder of some sort. A metal holder. It's a green hose. It is a green hose. Senders, I'm receiving your percepts. There is a man near the green hose. He is average build. He is wearing summer clothing, blue jeans, no shoes. Senders, I'm receiving an image of bare feet, no shoes. Senders, I'm receiving your percept. Senders, I'm receiving your percepts. I'm receiving televisions being turned off. The moment of being turned off. I'm receiving several images of televisions being turned off. the sound going off, the picture shrinking, the television going off, several minutes of those, different televisions, different sizes, the same type of action that set being turned off. Senders, I am picturing wolves. Senders, I'm receiving the percept of wolves. These are not on television. These are live wolves. Near, by, or are they possibly not a wolf, possibly a dog or a family pet of some sort, but this animal seems less at home than you would expect of a dog. I don't believe it's not a coyote, but it's moving very strangely. It's not moving in the typical manner of a family pet. More in the movement of a wild animal. A wolf, a jackal, a coyote, a raccoon, a raccoon. Senders, I'm receiving your percepts. I'm picturing circles with black centers. Clear circles, black centers, clear to white circles. Senders, I'm receiving eyelashes. I'm receiving your percepts. Percepts of eyelashes. Blinking. They are moving very close eyelashes. Very close. Someone is very close to these eyelashes. Very close. They're moving. And they are flickering in a very dark, moderately dark setting. This is possibly in a restaurant. This is possibly in a living room in someone's home. I am seeing red on the walls, the red coloring on the walls. A terracotta type of red, a nicely decorated space, several other, this is a restaurant, I'm picturing a restaurant. Senders, I'm receiving your percepts, this is a restaurant, we are picturing a restaurant. People, several other people are around, several couples, several groups of four. Starting to empty out. It appears people are beginning to leave. It appears it is closing soon. It is a restaurant that appears to be closing soon. Senders, I'm receiving your percepts. There's a bald man in the corner. Middle-aged. Some hair at the side, above the ears. Bald on top. I cannot make out these Caucasian. I'm seeing simply this image of a man in the corner. He's at a table, or he's at a booth. A booth that's larger than you would expect for a single person. Senders, I'm receiving x-rays. I'm receiving your percepts. I'm receiving an x-ray. Oh, it looks like it's very black, very white, black and white. It's a bone of some sort. It looks like there is a possibly a crack. This is a flashing image of an x-ray, possibly a femur from the size of the bone. This is possibly a femur. Looks like from an adult. Senders, I'm receiving your percepts. This is a clock, a white-faced clock. o'clock, the time you see on streets, on a pole, on a wrought iron type of pole, senders. The numbers are in Roman numerals. X, 4, it is 10, it is 10 to 4, on this clock, it is 10 to 4 on this large white clock. Senders, I am receiving your percept. The tires, the pile, a large pile of tires, larger than the previous pile, much larger, more of a, possibly a tire store, or shop, or type of disposal facility for tires. Various types of tires, not stacked neatly in any way, tires tossed randomly. In this pile, I see it covers maybe two blocks, two or three square blocks. It's right off the road. It is right off the road. Senders, I'm receiving your percepts. I am picturing blank, flat sheets of green and flashes, mottled flashes of blue. And the number, sender, I'm receiving your percept. The number, 4217. And it is written on a page or a piece of cardboard or a small portion of a sender's. I'm receiving your percept, 4217. It's written in black ink or pencil, possibly, no, it is written in black ink, possibly written neatly. It is not scrawled. Senders, I'm receiving your percepts, 4217. The numbers at the bottom of a, this is a matchbook. It is written on the open lid of a matchbook in pen. It was not printed on the matchbook. These are additional numbers written there, or possibly this is part of a phone number. Possibly, senders, I am receiving your percept, 4217. A possibly an address or an amount of something. Is it an amount? Is it a weight? Would this be 2 tons plus 217 pounds? Senders, I am receiving your percept, 4217. A matchbook from a, it appears to be, there's a line drawing on it, on the matchbook. Senders, I'm receiving your percepts. There's a line drawing on this matchbook of some type of produce, possibly a pepper or a tomato, head of lettuce. It appears the number 4217 has been written very legibly on this grocery store matchbook. It is on the table at a senders. I'm receiving your percept. This is a white wooden table, very squared off, very old-fashioned, very simple table. A simple white wooden painted table, and this matchbook is sitting on there. Open this number 4217. Sender, I'm receiving your first set. 4217. The matchbook from a grocery store, clearly from a grocery store, because of the line drawing I can see. The name of the store is not visible to me. It is, the first letter is there, it is a D. The first letter, this is from a grocery store, it appears 4217, written on a matchbook from a grocery store. The first letter is D. Senders, I'm receiving your percepts. A wallet, an opened wallet with ones and fives, nothing larger in it. A card is, they're removing a card or replacing a card in the wallet. It's a brownish leather wallet. Nothing remarkable about it. Senders, I'm receiving your percepts. I'm visualizing a full moon, senders. And the clouds pass in front of it. They are typical late evening clouds, moving quickly, blocking the moon at times, blocking portions of the moon, blocking senders. I'm receiving your percepts. Curved black lines, spread out over a large, flat area, large patches of gray and green surrounding them. Senders, we are ending the Godspeed protocol.
Sorry. Suck up.
EBFN Radio is written and produced by Eric Belgum. www.ebfn.org.